Hi, my name is Ron Cody. I'd like to take a minute to tell you about my functions course. Although you probably know and use SAS functions, I hope that by taking this class, you will discover quite a few functions that will make a real difference in the way you program. This course is not just about functions. It's also a course about SAS programming. I enjoy showing you tips and tricks that I've learned in my years of programming. Students who have taken this course often write in their course evaluations that many of the functions they learned will solve some of their difficult programming problems. Every function we discuss in the course is first demonstrated in one or more examples, showing you some of the more typical uses of the function. Following each group of functions, you will get to try them out yourselves in hands-on class exercises. We start out with character functions. In the past several years, SAS has greatly expanded its collection of character functions, and some of them are truly powerful and useful. For example, if you have a character value consisting of digits and non-digits, you can extract the digits from the value using the compress function. Some of the new character functions replace some of the older functions, adding more capability. For example, the find, find C, and find W functions now replace the older index, index C, and index W functions. This course also covers date and time functions. Did you know there is a SAS function that computes the number of working days between two dates? Not only that, but you can also use the holiday function to determine the dates of just about every holiday you have ever heard of. I'm sure you have used the sum, min, and max functions, but did you know that there are functions that will tell you the nth, highest, or lowest values in a list of variables? You can also use two new call routines to store numeric or character values within a single observation. Are you mystified by the put and input functions? We discuss those functions plus several other functions that SAS classifies as special functions. We end the course with a demonstration of Perl regular expressions. This is something relatively new to SAS and immensely powerful. By using regular expression functions, you can search for text patterns. For example, you could search a list of addresses and extract all the zip codes. Or you could look for a pattern that matches, say, an email address or a telephone number. I hope this podcast to help you decide if this course is right for you. If so, I hope to see you at one of my future functions classes. Thank you for listening.